This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. A new suspect is in custody in the investigation into a gruesome attack by a Tunisian man who killed three people in a French church. France heightened security alert amid religious and geopolitical tensions around cartoons mocking the Muslim prophet. Authorities say the new suspect in custody Friday is a 47-year-old man believed to have been in contact with the attacker the night before the attack on Notre Dame Basilica in the Riviera, a city of Nice. The attacker was seriously wounded by police and hospitalized in life-threatening condition. Anti-terrorism prosecutors in France and Tunisia are investigating. The COVID-19 epidemic situation in Europe is continuing to worsen as both confirmed cases and deaths are sharply rising, forcing many countries to impose stricter restrictions. Britain reported nearly 25,000 COVID-19 cases on Wednesday alone. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson now faces increasing pressure to tighten lockdown measures as infections surge across the country. U.S. public health experts are pointing fingers at all levels of government leadership for missteps and missed opportunities in suppressing the coronavirus pandemic. More from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
At the Columbia University National Center for Disaster Preparedness, Dr. Erwin Redlener says he's frustrated by the inconsistent response from the government. He says if leaders had been disciplined about employing various health control measures early on, including masks and social distancing, more than 100,000 lives could have been spared of the nation's 227,000 victims. Redlener and other critics cite a president who scorned masks, downplayed the threat, and undercut scientists, but also governors who resisted containment measures and state lawmakers who limited funding for health care. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Madrid residents disagree on a six-month extension of the state of emergency in Spain, saying it's been too drastic of a measure. Earlier in the week, the Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez announced a new state of emergency, which he would like to stay in effect for 6 months. Some residents expressed concern that with the holidays so close, they may not be able to spend time with their families because of the lockdowns. The state of emergency needs our parliamentary approval to last beyond 15 days. Sanchez asked for Parliament to approve its extension up to May 9th. The fatal police shooting of a black man in Philadelphia has pushed the issues of policing and racism back to the fore of the U.S. presidential election. AP correspondent Sagar Magani with those details.
As he's done throughout the race, President Trump focused on the unrest that followed the shooting.
Either have law and order or you don't. Philadelphia can't do what they're doing.
Pennsylvania is a key battleground, and as voters there weigh how to factor race and policing issues into their electoral calculus, Joe Biden condemned the violence but defended the protests as cries for justice.
He won't even say Black Lives Matter. Well, you know and I know Black lives do matter, and so do others.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The remnants of Tropical Storm Zeta continue to barrel across the southeastern United States and bringing high winds and heavy rain to several states. AP's Ed Donahue.
Zeta reached land as a Category 2 hurricane in Louisiana.
A lot of wind, a lot of bunch of trees.
Keith Forrest lives in one of the more than 2 million homes without power. Gene Galori is preparing for the long haul.
I have no lights. I don't know how long I'll be without power. I'm hopeful that my generator gets fixed.
Zeta didn't weaken much as it moved into Georgia.
We had an 80-year-old pecan tree in my neighbor's yard that came down at 4 a.m.
David Griffin in Atlanta wasn't as close to that tree as another member of the family.
And my little boy screamed. It was his bedroom that the tree hit.
The most damage appears to be on the barrier island of Grand Isle in Louisiana, where Zeta punched three breaches and a levee. I'm Ed Donahue.
New Zealanders have voted in favor of legalizing euthanasia in a binding referendum, but in preliminary results, they are rejecting a measure to legalize marijuana. With about 83% of the votes counted, New Zealanders emphatically endorsed the euthanasia measure, with 65% voting in favor, 34% against. The no vote on marijuana was much closer, with 53% voting against and 46% voting in favor. This left open a slight chance the measure could still pass once all special votes were counted next week, although we require a huge swing. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.